And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of July, 2011. It's the birthday of Tom Robbins, 1936, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Studied journalism, Washington and Lee University, left when he got in trouble for bad behavior. Hitchhiked around the country, wound up in Greenwich Village. He was drafted near the end of the Korean War, joined the Air Force, studied meteorology, taught it to the South Korean Air Force after the war, went back to Virginia, studied art, worked for the Richmond Times-Dispatch as a copy editor, and then got fed up with it all and moved to Seattle. 1962, he said, "I only knew two things about Seattle. One, it was a long way from racist, sexist, homophobic, hide-bound, purse-lipped, gun-toting, church-crazed, flag-saluting, bourbon-swilling, buzz-cut, save-your-Confederate-money-boys, Richmond, Virginia. And two, there was reputed to be something not quite right about its weather." His first book, Another Roadside Attraction, published in 1971, about a married couple, proprietors of a hot dog stand who steal the mummy of Jesus. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, about a hitchhiker with large thumbs. Jitterbug Perfume, about a king who lives for 1,000 years and ends up as Einstein's janitor. It's the birthday of S.E. Hinton, Susan Eloise Hinton, born Tulsa, 1948, grew up working-class neighborhood, north side of town, went to Will Rogers High School, where the student body was divided into the blue-collar greasers and the socias, who were the kids whose families got rich from oil. And her novel, The Outsiders, came out in 1967, based on that world. She wrote it when she was only 17. She followed The Outsiders with That Was Then, This Is Now, Rumble Fish, and Tex. And it's the birthday of the poet Stephen Vincent Benet, 1898, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Went to Yale, served in World War I, came back from the war to write 3 novels, short stories, and long poems. His epic poem John Brown's Body, which he wrote while he was in Paris, came out in 1928, perhaps his most famous work. Also known for his short story The Devil and Daniel Webster. Here's a poem for today by Philip Lopate, We Who Are Your Closest Friends. We who are your closest friends feel the time has come to tell you that every Thursday we have been meeting as a group to devise ways to keep you in perpetual uncertainty, frustration, discontent, and torture, by neither loving you as much as you want nor cutting you adrift. Your analyst is in on it, plus your boyfriend and your ex-husband, and we have pledged to disappoint you as long as you need us. In announcing our association, we realize we have placed in your hands a possible antidote against uncertainty, indeed against ourselves. But since our Thursday nights have brought us to a community of purpose, rare in itself, with you as the natural center, we feel hopeful you will continue to make unreasonable demands for affection, if not as a consequence of your disastrous personality, than for the good of the collective. A poem by Philip Lopate, We Who Are Your Closest Friends, from At the End of the Day, published by Marsh Hawk Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.